Antifa leftists indicted after vicious July 4 ICE facility attack in Texas. By Amy Furr on November 15, 2025. Several Antifa members have been indicted and seven more charged in an attack on the Immigration Detention Center in Alvarado, Texas, on July 4. A federal grand jury indicted nine leftists and seven more were charged with offenses that include rioting, providing material support to terrorists, and attempted murder of a police officer and unarmed officers at the Prairieland Detention Center, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Texas announced on Friday. The agency continued. Yesterday's 12-count indictment charges Cameron Arnold, A/K/A/Autumn Hill, Zachary Evitz, Benjamin Song, Savannah Batten, Bradford Morris, A/K/A/Megan Morris, Maricela Rueda, Elizabeth Soto, Ines Soto, and Daniel Rolando Sanchez Estrada with multiple offenses for their roles related to the Prairieland attack. The defendants are set for arraignment on December 3, 2025, in front of a U.S. magistrate judge in the Northern District of Texas. An information also filed yesterday charges Nathan Bauman, Joy Gibson, Susan Kent, Rebecca Morgan, Lynette Sharp, and John Thomas with one count of providing material support to terrorists. A 16th defendant, Seth Sykes, was charged by information in late October with one count of providing material support to terrorists. Guilty plea hearings for Bauman, Gibson, Thomas, Sharp, and Sykes will be held in front of a U.S. magistrate judge in the Northern District of Texas next week, with Morgan set to plead guilty the following week. The incident happened late on July 4 when 11 of the suspects attacked the center in Alvarado where federal officials were housing illegal aliens set to be deported. The Antifa members allegedly shot off and threw fireworks at the building and also vandalized vehicles in a guard shack. Images show the fireworks going off in what appeared to be the guard shack with the words "fuck you, pigs" spray painted on it. An Alvarado police officer who responded to the facility after correctional officers called 911 was shot in the neck at the scene. Police arrested most of the Antifa cell shortly after the attack, many near the scene. Benjamin Song escaped and remained at large with the help of others until his capture on July 15, 2025. The attorney's office said, adding the Antifa cell allegedly acquired more than 50 firearms before the incident. Not long after the violence occurred, acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson said, "This was an egregious attack on federal and local law enforcement officers, and it is part of an increasing trend of violence against them." In a social media post on July 8, journalist Andy Ngo said the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, recovered approximately 14 rifles and pistols following the attack. In her statement on Friday, Larson said, "This is the first indictment in the country against a group of violent Antifa cell members. The charges the grand jury has leveled against these defendants, including material support for terrorists, address the vicious attack perpetrated by an anti-ICE, anti-law enforcement, anti-government, anarchist group. I applaud the tenacious work of the FBI, ICE, our state and local law enforcement partners, and the prosecutors and staff in my office. They have tirelessly pursued justice in this case, and will continue to pursue justice in any cases like it. We are firm in our resolve to protect our law enforcement officers and federal facilities against organized domestic terrorist cells," she added.